This is a podcast download exclusively from Sonic 1029.
The Garner Andrews Show podcast for NorQuest. NorQuest is Edmonton's community college. Check them out at www.norquest.ca.
The Garner Andrews Show to go.
Good morning, my many friends. I'm Garner Andrews Show studio usher Teddy Peterson. Say, Jennifer Aniston is releasing her own fragrance. I have secretly placed a bottle of Jennifer Aniston fragrance in my medicine cabinet right next to a bottle of Angelina Jolie's fragrance. Let us now turn on the microphone inside my medicine cabinet. Jennifer! Gosh, it appears to be awfully cold inside my medicine cabinet. Now, silence. Silence, I say. For can't you see we're trying to do a show here? Here comes another steaming pantload of Garner Andrews Show on the Sonic.
The Gas to Go podcast.
Hey, good morning, Garner.
Good morning.
I need a ruling.
Okay.
So, can I say that I designed my tattoo?
Did pen meet paper?
I just took on the computer, on my own personal computer.
Mm-hmm.
I took a bunch of different clip arts and put them together.
Clip art? Really? Like, what kind of clip art? Like the telephone, the clip art of the computer, the PC?
Well, not clip art, but like I borrowed pictures off the internet. It's just...
If there were random elements that you brought together, whether it's you bringing an idea from your mind to paper or you surfing the internet and dragging things in and going, I'll tweak this and tweak that. Yes, technically that's designing. But when you walk into... It's funny because I was just talking about this with some friends last week. We were talking about a guy we know who's been telling everyone that he designed his wife's engagement ring. And we were laughing because it's not like he went to some goldsmith, some guy who works out of his basement forging. He's got a foundry in his basement. He went to a store in a mall and looked through some catalogs and went, okay, I'll take that band, this setting over here. That's not designing. That's you picking things out of a catalog.
Yeah.
It's no different than you walking into a car dealership and saying yes to the leather seat, but no to the sunroof. You're not designing the car, right?
Right.
Yeah. But if random elements come together that weren't in catalogs, yes, you designed your tattoo.
The Garner Andrews Show podcast.
Hi, good morning, Garner.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm okay. I'm ready to go back to bed.
Wow, you sound a little bummed out or something.
Oh, I'm just tired.
Yeah? Who is this?
This is Heather.
Heather, what's going on?
Well, I heard about the a guy designing his wife's ring.
Yep.
And actually, I know someone that did truly design his wife's ring.
Is his name Wade?
No.
Oh, okay, because I just talked to a guy named Wade on the phone who said he sat down at the dining room table with a pencil and some paper. He designed the side view, the top view, the front view, the rear view. They made a wax cast of it, and then it actually made the ring. So, yes, he did design that ring.
Mm-hmm.
But when you just go to the mall and you look through a catalog...
Yeah, that's not the same thing.
No.
No.
Okay. Was his wife blown away?
Well, yeah, and understandably, all she told him is that she wanted something regal. So he got a purple diamond or a purple sapphire. No, it's a purple sapphire.
Wow.
And from the side view, it looks like one of the crowns of England. It's very cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
One of the coolest rings I've ever seen, and I've never seen anything like it.
I should do that. My wife lost the diamond out of her wedding ring.
She would love that.
Yeah. It's going to have lightning bolts on the side. Yeah. Girls like lightning bolts, right?
Sure.
Yeah, it's going to have lightning.
Maybe you should get Dustin to design it for you.
Hey, Heather, you have a great day today. I appreciate the phone call.
You too, Garner.
Lightning bolts and a little unicorn on top. That's going to be a beautiful ring.
It's Gas to Go. go from Sonic 1029.
You guys should do a segment on Alberta hillbillies. Dem Dare and A.
Yeah.
Dem Dare boys, eh?
Oh, God, yay.
A.
Uh-huh. Well, this is usually where we do Saskatchewan, but you know what? We could turn Saskatchewan into just small town chat and make it all encompassing. And yesterday at this time, we got talking about, how old a guy are you?
I'm 30.
30? Ooh, you might still remember expensive long distance then, hey?
Yeah, yeah.
Or has long distance always been cheap for you?
Well, I'm from the Forgotten Province.
Which one is that, Manitoba?
Yeah. So.
Oh, that's sad that I knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's nice you guys don't talk about it, too.
Well, poor Manitoba. You never, ever hear about Manitoba in the news, ever, unless somebody goes on a stabbing spree in downtown Winnipeg.
The whole bus incident.
Oh, yeah, there was the bus incident. There's never a spotlight shining on Manitoba for all the right reasons, and maybe we need to turn that around. Maybe we need to fix that.
Well, unfortunately, I was reading on the news this morning about John Montgomery.
Yeah, yeah.
I grew up close to him and actually played hockey with him. And I was reading on the news they had the big parade, and the premier of Manitoba was there. And I'm like, they got a new premier, and I'm even from Manitoba and follow it pretty closely. So that's how much you hear about Manitoba.
Yeah.
Even though they had an election for the provincial premier.
Yeah. They only have one big city, too. I think every other province has at least two cities that, you know, in BC, there's Victoria and Vancouver. Then there's Calgary, Edmonton. There's Saskatoon, Regina. Then there's Winnipeg and
Brandon.
But they're not even close to the same size.
No.
No.
Brandon was a big city when I was growing up. We'd go drive an hour and a half into Brandon.
Yeah. And your mom would be...
to buy a Subway.
Yeah, and your mom would be just sweating by the time you hit the outskirts of Brandon going, oh my God, okay, here comes the freeways. That's going to do it for Small Town Chat for today.
It's the Garner Andrews Show to Go. Want to hear more stuff like this? Check out the Lane Mitchell Podcast, available for free at sonic1029.com.
I pulled the shoot on Saturday.
The party shoot?
Well, the gala shoot.
Okay.
And I said, you'll have to excuse me for a moment. And I got up and I never came back.
Good for you. That's
I had to go.
That's how you leave a party right there, is you pull the party shoot. And in your case, the gala shoot.
Well, yeah. It was too ritzy for me, so I had to 86.
Yeah, you don't want to tell anybody. Well, you don't want to stand up at a party or a gala, wherever you never want to say, well, I should be heading her. Because that is just going to lead to heartache. What's your problem, man? What's you uptight? No. Just disappear into the night.
Exactly.
Podcast Sonic.
Party shoot. I love it. Never heard that term before.
Yeah, we cooked that up a few years ago when, you know how you just want to go home sometimes. Or maybe something's just bumming you out. You want to move on to the next party, but you don't want to make a big deal?
Yeah, I've done it. We were in a buddy's garage, and they got talking about cars and motors, and I don't really care about that. I just set my beer down, walked out.
Did you... hang on a second. You don't just set your... Although that is a sweet power move, to just set your beer down, not say a thing, and just go get in your car and drive away. But not if you've had a whole bunch of beer. I hope you called the cab.
I stumbled into the dark.
Okay. Yeah, you what you do is you announce, you go, I could go see a man about a horse, and you go out in the backyard like you're going to have a whiz, but you hop the fence and you run down the alley and you move on to the next party, or you go home.
Yeah. One more thing, though. The other time I did it, I didn't take my shoes.
Really? You barefooted home?
Well, sock foot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that causes some issues.
Yeah, the next day when you have to go back and say, I think I left my Skechers here.
No, it's when everybody's like, hey, where did Mike go? And I don't know, his shoes are still here.
Well, then it's even more of a mystery. I would argue that that is a solid way to leave a party.
Well, apparently they sent out a search party for me.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of a downer the next day when I found out.
What is the adult version of an Amber Alert? We need to... Maybe we need that. for when an adult leaves a party unannounced and everybody's like, where did Kevin go? Yeah, a Kevin alert.
Sounds good.
Okay.
We'll run with that.
I'm sure that's wildly offensive in some circles, but what's your first name?
It's Mike.
Hey, Mike, you have a good day, okay?
You too, man.
Speaking of power moves, too, I saw a great you know that 7-Eleven I've talked about in the past where I witnessed the greatest power move in the history of power moves early one morning? It was like 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and I was in this 7-Eleven. The one right on 111th Street and 19th Avenue. And I had just finished getting a coffee. I was standing at the counter waiting for the guy to come ring it in. And these guys came screeching into the parking lot. This pickup truck, they parked out front. They came in, they had the great big cowboy belts on, and they just walked over to the big case where they keep all the taquitos and the wings and the potato wedges and everything else. And the one guy puts his hands up, and he goes, we'll take all of this. And they bought everything in the case where they keep all the hot food. That was a slow clap moment as far as power moves go. Same 7-Eleven yesterday afternoon. I was in there buying a coffee. And this guy, I'm standing at the coffee station. This guy comes in. He fills up one of the biggest Slurpee cups, fills it up, I don't know, about a third of the way, stands there in front of the Slurpee machines, guns back the Slurpee that he poured in there, puts the cup in the garbage, and walks out. It's just like he was using a water fountain at the public library. He just came in, had some Slurpee, left without paying. Another solid power move.
The Gas to Go Podcast.
Hey, is this Garner?
This is. Who's this?
This is NASA Shauna.
NASA Shauna. Shauna actually works for NASA. Are you calling from NASA right now?
No, I was actually just in town for a few days, just about to fly off, so I thought I'd say hi before I skip town again.
Wow, and then you're going back to work on rocket ships and stuff in California, right?
Yeah, going back to Cali.
Where do you live in California, like the Bay Area?
Yeah, I do. So I live in a little suburb called Cupertino, and then...
Hey, I know what company's headquartered out of Cupertino.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do.
It might be a little bit like an orange, but absolutely not.
It's a fruit. It is a fruit, and they've got me hooked on their electronics. Are you one of those girls, too?
Actually, I'm the auntie that company.
Really?
Yeah, I am.
Why? What is it about that company that you hate so much?
Oh, my God, the computers.
What? You don't like them because they work right out of the box and they come with everything you need?
I tried using them. So I was once in a previous life working on a neurosurgical robotic arm. So it's this robot that does neurosurgery.
Oh, my God. And what do you get from this show?
intellectual stimulation.
Oh, that's incorrect. I'm sorry. Anyway, so you're working on this robotic arm for doing brain surgery.
Yeah, and the first day there, they give me this Mac to work on. And I'm like, okay, I'll give it a chance. You know, I've been anti-Apple for quite some time, so I give it a chance. And after a while, I'm like, wow, it's taken me 3 hours to do what it would take me 20 minutes on a PC, and that's when I walked away.
Oh, you're just not using it right. I used a PC ever since they first came out. I had the very first PC. It was made out of wood, and it cost $45,000. It was an
XT. It's environmentally friendly. Come on, Garner.
And then a couple of years ago, I made the leap over to that other company. I will never go back. Ever. It's good stuff. It's good stuff.
I'm sorry, Garner. We can't be friends anymore.
That's too bad, because I like having a smart girl in the circle. And I have to wonder, though, do you have the long hair in the bun and the glasses at work, and then at the end of the day... Slow motion hair whip, glasses come off.
You called me, man.
Really?
You know.
Wow. Shauna, one of these days we'll have to meet.
We will.
Yeah.
But actually, here's a fun fact. You know my brother. He's called in a couple times.
What's his name?
He's neurologist Neil from Saskatchewan.
Neurologist Neil just sent me an email the other day.
What did he say?
Well, he's been listening to the podcast while he's driving back and forth between brain surgery school in Saskatoon and Edmonton. So, wow, your parents must be proud.
No, they think we're underachievers, actually.
Underachievers? Hang on a second. I'm putting you on hold. I'll tell you a little something about underachieving. My mom and my dad. My dad has a PhD in philosophy. My mom has a master's degree. I have a sister and two brothers. Each of them possess 2 degrees apiece. I have 3 months of broadcasting college. That's right. I'll tell you a little bit about underachieving.
This is the Garner Andrews Show. To go. Like, get the hell out of here.